Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah.
How you like that, Juicy? That was for you.
I
have to change this shit up. I can't keep running the same program. What's going on, Dr. L?
Nothing much. You know, just laughing as usual.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That was the Juicy.
I like that, though. I like that,
y'all
though.
Know, I'll be your lollipop. Y'all can lick me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
That's okay, I'll pass.
I ain't talking about you, motherfucker.
I ain't know what you talking about. I just got on the call, honey. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking
I'm
to the
world. Oh,
Juicy.
Excuse me, world.
Tell who I'm talking to, Juicy, because I'm on some work tonight. Hey.
Talking to everybody. You know,
shout
they
out to
everybody got a lot of talk that they can leak everywhere. You know, we talking to the whole world. These situations, Sandy.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, Juicy.
She know what the subject is tonight. Oh, shit.
Man, you brought me in right, so I'm ready.
Oh, shit, you woke tonight. Okay.
Yeah, I woke.
You ain't going to just wake up in the middle of the night saying shit.
I don't know.
You know how she do it.
She
just wake up and just be saying shit, and just because she's so on point, it just makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I got to give Juicy her props, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody say Juicy like to wake up. But you know what? I got something I want to do. I got something I got to do.
But I be listening.
Okay, I'll go for that. I got something I got to play. Oh, shit. Damn. See, I be fucking up. Hold on. I got to do this. Because, you know, we're warming the show up. Everybody getting ready. And I just got to play this, because if I don't play it, I ain't going to feel right. Hold on. Don't nobody say that. I just got to play this right quick. I can't do it. Because the feedback and me trying to do this, it won't let me do it. So, fuck it. However, hold on. Somebody got their hand up all the fuck ready. I mean, I'm saying you got your hand up and I ain't even started. It's at 9:11. I got shit to do before you start putting your hand up. Let me answer this person, because if they ain't got this shit together, you know what's going to happen. 445-92, who the fuck are you?
You already know it's the professor, baby. I thought you knew. Hot Talk Radio. You already know it's Situation Sunday. And I got a situation.
I like his energy. I've got a situation. Hey, Hot Talk Radio, what's poppin', people?
Hi.
Cheers
hey,
to you,
Julie.
Baby. You know what, Professor?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to just tell you, cheers to you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, oh, baby. Oh, hey. Never left you feeling like this, 'cause I can feel your pain. But if you just could get over this, maybe someone will look to your mind. Girl, I'ma make it better. Now can we dim the light? Let's make a toast that it will be alright.
Oh,
baby.
y'all had to excuse me. I had to just go ahead and get that out there. Because it's cheers to you, world, for giving us a chance. You know what I'm saying? Cheers to you for giving us a chance here at Hot Talk Radio to enlighten you from finance to romance. Our style is wild and may scare you at times, but you told us that you enjoy us being one of a kind. We won't stop, and that's for sure. Bring your problems to us. We have the motherfucking cure. Situation. Condition with regard to circumstances. State of affairs. Circumstance. Conditions affecting a person. Topic. Are you in a situation? Shit. Oh. And want out? Is your situation causing you to lose your motherfucking mind? Just what is your situation? Do you continue to meet new people in spite of your current situation? Are you always honest about your situation? Did your situation take a turn for the worse? What are your plans for your current situation? If presented with something better, will you remove yourself from your situation? What could you have done to prevent your situation? All right, world, the situation is we are the hottest thing motherfucking smoking in the whole wide world, and we are here to stay. So let's ride or die. Let's go. Now, before we get off into the subject, because the professor is wide open and ready, Juicy is on the check-in, Dr. L is on the check-in, Dr. Swerve, Dr. Sweet, Dr. Swag on check-in a little bit later. Shout out to Christian, it's going down. However, y'all know I got to open up my birthdays. Now, to my fellas from Facebook, happy birthday to D1 Lowe, Keldrick Favors. Hold on, let me bring the paper close to me because y'all know I'm already on it. Coon the Goon. Delete yourself while I'm saying your name. Nate, MC Oakland City, Quant Jackson. Shouts out to Tommy Flight. Oh, shit. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. I think it's 10 years now. However, Rodney Rowe, Rat Crew Rodney. Hold on, wait a minute, hold up. Rat Crew Rodney, Robert Jones. Then from Tagged, I guess you know my name. You know what? I promise you I don't know your motherfucking name because you named yourself, I guess you know my name. So as of today, I need you to delete yourself. But in the process, happy fucking birthday. Shy L. Domain P. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I tell y'all all the time, happy birthday is from me, but the song is from Alan T. Cliff with Dub B Productions. To Amika Sims, Sharissa Caldwell, Vicky Kane, and Madrika. Y'all already know who it's from. If you don't, he'll tell you. Happy birthday, ladies. I told y'all on Sundays was the only day that I was going to acknowledge the new cities and countries that I have confirmation on that we have taken over. And guess what? It's Situation Sunday. And we all got a situation. If you don't, go kill yourself. However, shout out to the Virgin Islands. They standing the fuck up. Now I don't know why the fuck y'all call y'allself the Virgin Islands, because ain't shit about y'all up here. Them some of the biggest hoes I have met in my life. And you know why I know, because I'm from there. Yeah, I know y'all didn't know, but now you do. Shouts out to Bayshore, New York, Highland Park, Yonkers, Prescott, Louisville, Talladega, Elizabeth City, New Brunswick, Vienna, El Paso, Barnwell, Washington, D.C., Suwanee, Peoria, Louisville, Keller, Texas, McCormick, Evans, Far Walkaway, Hopewell, North Miami, Sayo, Salisbury, Starkville, Tripoli, Nashville, the Caduceus, I don't know, but you know I'm going to spell it, N-A-C-O-G, D-O-C-H-E-S, figure it out. Ontario, Byronville, Concord, Memorial Square, East Orange, East Saint, Chesapeake, Fort Wayne, Frankfort, Lynette, Allegheny, Gallatin, Streamwood, Indianola? INDIANOLA, High Point, Thompson, Champaign, Illinois, WAUKEGON, Illinois, Seymour, and Walnut Cove. Now, all I can tell you is go back to last Sunday, to Save Yourself Sunday, and you can get all the other ones too, because it's so many. I refuse to read all that shit every show, because you know what? That's too many motherfucking cities, too many goddamn countries, too many motherfucking languages. Shout out to the switchboard. It's dancing. That's just how many people trying to get through tonight. Because I guess everybody got a motherfucking situation. High Tide Radio is reality at its motherfucking best. That's what we do. But you know what? I'm opening up tonight because one of my men told me tonight, I haven't heard any of your shows. I like to listen to them all at one time. I hope you haven't been saying anything questionable. I just held the phone because I wanted to say everything I say is questionable. I'm the female player of the whole wide fucking world. And you know that. So why would you even make a statement like that to me? I mean, I don't get it. I really don't get it. But all I got to say is one statement. Now, you called my phone and stated an address. I have no clue to whose address you were stating. But my question to you is, am I supposed to be scared or something? You told me to stop calling your man. This sounds like a situation to me. Oh, shit. Professor, Professor, it's Situation Sunday. And there's a lot of people got a motherfucking situation going on. Hell, I got a situation. I got several situations. Do you have one?
Ever?
I got one.
You do?
I got one.
Oh, shit.
I got one. Now, y'all know
right,
that I'm not subtle at all because this is Hot Talk Radio. You understand?
Okay, okay.
So I don't have to pre-warn nobody, okay? So you already know what it is, okay?
Right, right.
Here go the situation, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm currently single, okay?
You single?
Currently single, okay?
Me too.
But you know, when you're single, you know, you have a main chick, a mistress, a young bitch.
Wait, stop right there. Because I got something to tell you. I talked to Walker Flocker today, and he told me he had a main bitch and a mistress and a couple of girlfriends. Can you explain what a main bitch, a mistress, and a few girlfriends is for the world? Because somebody got the shit twisted.
Okay.
Shout out to Walker Flocker.
A main bitch is your everyday bitch. Okay?
Everyday.
She's the one that you'll see probably, you know, if you're out of town on work or if you're at work and you come home and you want to just lay up or whatever, usually it's the main chick that you call first, okay? It's usually her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your mistress. The mistress is the one that the main chick knows about, right, on the low, you know what I'm saying? And the mistress is basically the one when you want to get wild, get crazy, you know? Get wild and crazy. She knows her place, and she does her, and she'll come through on the humbug and do whatever is necessary, right?
So do you think I could be a mistress, Professor?
You can be a mistress. I think you'd be a great mistress. But in all honesty, Lady Libra, you know what I'm saying? You're more the main bitch. I think you're the main bitch and the mistress all in one.
You know what, Professor? So you started some shit already, and you know what I got to do.
That's right. Literally got to finish that. Hey.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to cut loose just for 1 second. Excuse me, y'all. Proceed, now, Dr. Professor.
Now, your young bitch, because it's just the young bitch, you know. She's fresh. She don't know what's going on, you know. She's happy-go-lucky. You think I'm pretty? She'll do basically whatever, okay? Now, here's the situation, okay? Now, even though I'm currently single, there's a respect that you have to have for your main bitch because she's your main bitch.
I got
a
question, Professor. When you say single, does that mean that you're not married? Or what's your definition of single?
My definition of single, and for the world out there, if you get the definition fucked up, here you go. Single means no ties to anyone whatsoever. You do what you want, when you want, period, point blank, in the story. Fuck a boundary, fuck a title, any of that.
But I got a question, Professor. Doesn't that apply to any man that's not married legally? If you don't have the title of his wife and he hasn't married you at the courts or in front of a judge or whatever, or a preacher, then you are technically single, correct?
Correct. Technically speaking, yes, you are single.
Oh, shit. You better tell him one more time, Professor, before I write you up. Tell him one more time.
If you haven't given your vows to God in his eyes and sign that paperwork, technically speaking, you are single. Because
damn, Professor, you wrong with that shit.
Oh, wait.
Y'all showing out early.
This Hot Talk Radio. I thought you knew. Now, I got this is a situation for Hot Talk Radio, okay? Because here's the thing. You have to have a certain respect for your main bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She doesn't have to know who you're sleeping with, but she should know if you're sleeping with others, you know, for safety. You know, this is 2010, and this is nasty, okay? So you got to be on point. You know, look.
What if the main is nasty?
You know what, though? Usually the main isn't. The main, will, you know, is probably just sleeping with you. She might step out.
But what if the main say a pussy and the main get diseases? I mean, I'm just speaking in general. Because a nigga main called me and told me she had an infection. And I'm like, what?
Well,
that's a bit much
that.
For High Time Radio. I mean, she knew I was a doctor, you know what I'm saying? So she called herself confiding in me, but she told me that she was a trick. And I was like, well, you know, when tricks get cold, it's called trigomonia. So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, then he needs to downgrade that bitch. That's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
He needs to downgrade her.
Oh,
your name shouldn't be
her.
Tricking.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
She needs
okay,
to be fired. She needs to be fired. Thank you, Juice.
Because I didn't know how to write no prescription for that. I had to wait till I talked to you since you got the doctor slash professional on your title, because the doctors for the prescriptions you have to write and professors with the for the lessons that you teach. So I had to wait out to talk to you to tell you to get this bitch off of her pussy.
I really don't consider myself a doctor. I, you know, I'm good with the professor because this is the School of Hard Knocks, no parent teachers conference, okay?
Okay.
My suspension is death. Okay?
I'm just saying these main bitches ain't got it together. I mean, how you going to be the main but you selling pussy?
That's because she's a retarded bitch. That's why, you know. She's a retarded. She doesn't need a man. She needs a pimp, and it's just that simple. Okay.
Oh,
and then she's not a main. She does not deserve the title main. She deserves to be a bottom bitch. That's sweet. Where you at, baby? You need the recruiter. Recruiter. Okay.
Okay.
And make sure she walks with her head down, cause I don't need her as a pimp.
Shit.
She gotta walk with her head down. You know, I don't believe in motherfucking bitches all looking around, all exploring and shit. Bitch, you want to do some exploring? Explore some more of this pimping I got for you, hoe. You know
shit, professor, that's toasty, professor, toasty.
Write me up.
Get back into
write
your professor mode. Come out of the pimp mode immediately before you be wrote up.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So now, situation.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Now, got a main bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the,
right.
The mistress and the young chick, right?
Right.
Now, this girl falls into the category of the mistress, okay? Now, the mistress is, you know, she's new. She just came along, and she's rocking your world, okay? She's doing everything that the main is doing, right?
Okay.
Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with your main, but, this
that main
is just,
malfunctioning. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
This mistress is just, you know, she's blowing your mind. She's doing any and everything that you ask. You know what I'm saying? No questions asked about it. You know, I say you shut up and do what you're told, and they do it. It's, you know, it's simple as that. So now, what she did was she asked me, you know, if you know, she said, look, I know you don't want a girlfriend, right? And I know you got a main bitch. She said it just like that. She said, but I want to be your main bitch. You know what I'm saying? Now you got a situation on your hands. Because you got the main bitch. That's your fellow bitch. You know what I'm saying? And here you are. You got to juggle now. You got to juggle. Because she plays a part. She plays a part. You know what I'm saying? But this mistress is doing all the things that the main bitch does.
Oh, shit. Professor, you know what? You are showing your ass tonight. Go ahead
Listen, okay? Now, you could keep in. Now, all the other bitches is in order. They're all in order, okay? You know what I'm saying? There's no problem with them. But this mistress over here, she's just, you know, she wants to be your main bitch. So what do you do? Do you downgrade your main bitch? And tell her, look, I got a new main bitch. This is nothing personal. It's just business. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got a mistress that's doing, you know, the same thing that she's doing. And, you know, I don't want you to go anywhere. But, you know, it could be a possibility, you know what I'm saying, that we might be seeing less of you because, you know what I'm saying, we got somebody else that's trying to be the main bitch. You know what I'm saying? You tell her no. You know what I'm saying? Because here's my thing. If you tell the mistress no, what you say, boo?
Go ahead, professor, because you got we're not interrupting him yet.
Oh, okay.
Finish.
I'm not either. I'm going to
let him finish. Go ahead and finish, professor.
Do you tell the main bitch, you know, you know, you can keep the main. See, there's so many ways you can look at this situation. You can tell the main bitch, you know what I'm saying, that she's still the main bitch. She doesn't have to know, you know what I'm saying? And you can make the mistress think that she's the main bitch. But in actuality and in due time, you know, that stuff catches up to you when you play both sides of the field. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and the whole point of you being single and being who you are is to be honest. Because in all honesty, a female will give you so much respect if you're honest with her. It's just that simple. You know, a female wants the option. Hey, listen, I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Okay? And I'm going to fuck other girls. Okay? Are you cool with that? If you are, then stick around. If not, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. You see what I'm saying?
Nalo.
You can tell her hit the road, or you can tell her move on. You can tell her bitch kick rocks with flip-flops. However you want to do it, she got to go. Okay?
Now,
I don't want to replace my main bitch, but then again, this mistress is just doing these things. She's renting cars, and she's bailing niggas out of jail, and you know what I'm saying? You know, out of town action, you know, no problem, and you need some bread, whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? You need some pussy, boo, no problem. The back seat of my car is perfectly fine. We don't have to go nowhere. It's stuff like this. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm drunk, but I'll drive to come and see you, boo. You know, stuff like that, you know. You know, the mistress does, you know. Meanwhile, the main bitch, this is where the twist comes into play, right?
Mm.
The main bitch knows about the mistress, okay?
Because they've
met each other, and see, where I fucked up at was, for the first time ever, I lied. Because the mistress came into play, and she's doing all these things that the main bitch has done over a course of time, in a short period of time.
Shut up, professor. That's enough. I can't take no more. I can't.
No.
Oh, shit.
No. It gets deeper. It gets deeper, right? One time, we had a trip for my homeboy's birthday, and I invited them all. Come on. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? I rode with the mistress. The main bitch had followed. She met us there, and they all act accordingly. You act accordingly. Don't you come around me and don't act accordingly. Don't get out of pocket. Because, you know, if I have a dream about you getting out of pocket, you better wake up before me and apologize. You understand? You know what I'm saying? And that's the bottom line, okay? So they know about each other, but the main bitch doesn't know. She just thinks. She just got in the back of, you know, female intuition is always right. You know they know. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know until they at you, and then you got to tell them the truth or not. That's up to you. But I lied. I lied about it. I fucked up. And then she made me choose. You know what I'm saying? And then I had to choose, and then I chose, and then I'm like, okay, well, I'll still talk to her, but, you know what I'm saying? She was like, all right, that's cool, but if you still talk to her, that's fine, but if you're sleeping with her, you let me know, because if you are, she's just like you, and I don't like the bitch, you know what I'm saying? And if you're sleeping with her, then 9 times out of 10, she's probably sleeping with somebody else, and blah, 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 moving right along. You know, that's the safety issue. You got to be safe. You got to be safe, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to your partners. Communicate. I get tested 2 times a year, sometimes 3 if I'm frivolous. It's necessary. It's very necessary. Just got it done, and I'm all good, thank you. You know, so now I'm in a dilemma. I'm trying to figure out, right, because I like the mistress. I just click with the mistress. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have long conversations on the phone, you know. You know, she's caring. She's got a good job and so on and so forth.
Is she fucking you good? Is the pussy good?
The pussy is good. The head game is phenomenal.
Is
you
it
know,
tight?
She got that type of head that make you want to stop, because you're going to fuck up the nut when we start fucking. Don't do that.
I
want to
know if the pussy tight.
The pussy is very tight. Very tight. Very tight. Very wet.
Is it wet?
Mm-hmm. At the drop of a dime. And then
you act like you fucking me or something.
Okay.
You act like you fucking me.
Can we stay on point?
Go ahead, Professor. I'm sorry, I just need to make sure the whistle was right.
You know,
what I'm saying? Let's show people want
to
take over.
I don't think her pussy really compared to you, Lady Libra, but we're going to keep that on the low, okay? We're going to keep that on the low. We got to whisper that.
Y'all New York must be showing out.
Okay, I just want to say one thing coming from Juicy. Okay,
Juicy.
First of all, you can be
Juicy.
Real.
I'm going to put you in my voicemail.
You know? Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, first of all, you can be real by, you know what I'm saying, letting everybody know about each other. So, you know what I'm saying, therefore, you know, okay, the mistress already knew that she had to come in hard because she finna come in and do many. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. You're single. So single means you mingling. You know what I'm saying? You trying to find what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
What you happy with, what's going to please you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I always say that life is too short to be anything but happy. So if she coming in with it, then she doing a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, right now, you know, shit, you looking for, I mean, who gonna fit your needs, you know what I'm saying? Who gonna fill all the shoes, because you don't want nothing empty.
You know what I'm saying?
So they better come in, you know what I'm saying? Play the win. So, I mean, hey,
may
the blessed one win. Juicy.
I like your style.
Wait a minute. Keisha Cole got something to say. What you say, Keisha?
But you're killing me though. Look, I'm killing you right back. I'ma pick you up in the back.
Because the main feel like she already secured her position. But what these females need to understand is that your position is never secure because the men have so many options because we outnumber them, what, 10 to 1, 9 to 1? And we really have no time to sit back and feel like we can relax because the game never stops. The competition never ceases. So the mistress comes in. Like, okay, I know this other broad exists. If I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, secure my spot, I got to go in hard. I'm coming in to win it. That's what Juicy just co-signed on. So technically, the mistress is coming in with the mentality, I'm going to keep his dick in my mouth because I don't want it in hers. Uh-oh.
Say it again.
Oh, you know what? Y'all play too much.
Of Hot Talk Radio.
Because somebody misunderstood what we were trying to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So when these situations present themselves,
well,
you got to already know that the outcome is really on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want your situation to move up to the next level, that means you got to fight harder than any bitch in the game. Because it's a young hoe out there trying to get it. It's a normal old hoe. It's a middle-aged hoe. It's a rich hoe. It's a broke hoe. Hey, everybody coming with what they got.
Please believe it.
So what you got to do is step your motherfucking game up and fight harder. See, I don't mind being the mistress. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because guess what? I got a menu of motherfuckers, a multitude of men. I select what I want at whatever given time. But however, if I got a taste for that nigga right there, then I'm going to do what it takes to make sure he desiring this flavor as well. Don't call me reciting no addresses. Don't call me telling me to stop calling. Get on your job. While you were calling me, you should have had the dick in your mouth so you wouldn't have to worry about dialing my number and telling me to back down. Because guess what? It takes two to tango, bitch.
Can I say something real quick, Lady Libra?
I'm sorry, Professor. Go ahead. Finish
bringing
your word.
Can I say something real quick? Because, no. I'm talking about what you're talking about right now. Don't be calling my motherfucking girl, Lady Libra, on that. That's that buster. See, where Sweet's at? They go another buster. You don't check the player. You check the hoe, okay? And apparently, your man is the hoe right now. So you need to check him. You need to check him. You need to check him. You ain't did nothing, Lady Libra. All you did was play your motherfucking position. And if that nigga is feeling you and he got his girl calling and checking his phone and all that shit, she's a bust ass bitch. You don't need to do nothing. She needs to check that nigga. Whose number
I really
is this?
Know.
Not call the number. I'm sorry, Juicy. Go ahead.
Now, I said this, bust the free pills.
Oh, shit. Now, Tweet got her damn soliciting.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Bust the free pill. What you know about it, huh? Showing at a Walmart near you. Get the fuck on it, okay?
Oh, you know, you can always hit Sweet up online, because he, you know, he's selling online. This is the pill popping motherfucking station I ever seen in my life.
Com. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and download the latest mixtape he got or something while you at it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking busters get on my nerves, man. But here go the twist, right? Here go the twist,
okay.
Right? The mistress, right,
mm-hmm.
is just like you. She's a G about her shit. Yeah, yeah. She's a G about
this
her shit.
This is a super bitch is what you're saying. Super beautiful,
she's
intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Bitch of the world.
Say it again. Mm-hmm. Say it one more time.
Super
mm-hmm.
beautiful, intellectual,
mm-hmm.
talented,
mm-hmm.
charismatic, and honorable is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what's so funny is that the super bitches are taking over the world. Y'all need to go join that page. Search
mm-hmm.
High Tide Radio's Legion of Super Bitches, because guess what? We don't die. We get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
The page
mm-hmm.
is out there and it's waiting on you. And you know what? It's an anthem out there for us. Shout out to Lefty Gunn.
Uh-huh. So now.
Yo. What did you say your bitch bad? What you shooting at the gun range?
Well, I got a
super bitch. What a school like?
Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times.
So
probably bust a B down and roll it like mine. Bitch, she could take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but got a ghetto booty. She my getaway driver when I make pop. From the bench, she a rider. We wrestle to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clips. Niggas fake goonin'. My bitch real with this shit. She don't come up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. Feel like I was cheating.
Let me taste you, nigga.
Been a and acquitted a creeper. She know she come first.
Now every time I hit it, I beat it.
Make sure she come first.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
We bout to project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay good, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
You see her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
And through the bullshit expecting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked over and done the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
Tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall. New nails, new fit, new handbag to match it all.
And it's all her money.
Stand back, let her ball.
Let
she
her
got
ball.
Spinal powers, it make her climb the wall.
Got a real good job, but for left she a stripper.
She just working so perfect like she working, so I took her.
Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick.
Rich and never go broke, hell no, cause I could fix her.
Know how to cut coke good like she cutting cake.
Know how to cut through bike streets and ride my dope sleeve.
Yeah, she know the combination. She don't go up in the state.
No.
Avoid conversation.
Know these hoes.
Know these hoes.
Think about a gun range before we going on our date.
Just
to show her that she special. Bought my bitch a 30.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
We about the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
You see her flying around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
I got a super bitch.
Through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked open down the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Woke up this morning with a feeling like fuck it.
Fuck
my bitch asleep, I might just wake her up and fuck
it.
Send her to work with a smile on her face.
Told her
be a good girl, I eat her for a lunch break.
Yeah, she good with the
kids.
Trust her with my stash.
Just might have to do a bit.
Leave
a bomb. Coming home to cash.
Money.
I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street.
I ain't on my ass,
no,
but she help me stay on my feet.
She got a lot of friends.
They all super bitches.
Got one for all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, I want my crew to hear it.
She know how I do the hell. She just like me.
His wife be a super king.
Yeah, she might
be.
She ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she at?
Or
where she doing? Where she been? When she coming back?
Coming
she keep a sack of Pineapple Express. Don't look at my bitch friends, but it's a S.
So
yeah,
I got a super bitch.
About the project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, got a super pick.
Still fly around town.
That's why I call it super pick.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, got a super pick.
And she got X-ray vision.
I got a super pick.
See through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, got a super pick.
Cooked open dinner, same kitchen.
That's why I call it super pick.
I played that song for all the mistresses out here that are super bitches, because when you a super bitch and you a mistress, that means you got to leap out with a single bound and handle your business, because you come in second place. And if you're trying to be in first place, that means you got to go as hard as you can because you are a super bitch. But you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Listen, I see.
What a show, High Tide Radio, man. What's happening?
What's up,
Professor?
Yes, ma'am.
Professor.
Yes, ma'am.
Your pimp has checked in.
Yes,
it's okay
is.
Now.
It's
okay.
My
now.
Nigga professor, man, what it do, man?
What it is, baby. You know I'm doing what I'm doing, like I'm doing it like I does it for TV over here. You know what I'm saying? Better yet, I'm doing it like I did it, like I does it for Hot Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. I need you to slap a bitch real quick because they playing on people's phones and shit, calling and wondering about this, that, and the third. When they know, they don't need to check the player. They need to check the hoe. Can you tell them what's up, sweet?
Already, man. You just don't tell them everything that it need to be said.
Well, you know, we got this. You know, somebody. You know, this. They sent in the confessions, the hotline. I tried to play the messages that they leaving on confessions, but the feedback from the speaker was causing it to act up. But this was the first one. They say, check this out, HR. I live with my baby mama because she lost her job, and I'm here to help her with my kids. And that's it. I still see other women, but they don't understand the situation. So this is for Swerve, Sweet, Professor. I need to know, what the fuck do I do? Signed, my kids are not my situation. They mama is. Oh, shit.
Sound like some pimp shit to me.
Oh,
sound
shit.
Sound like some pimp shit to me.
He say he moved in with her because she lost her job. But the other women on the team don't understand that. The kids are not his situation. The mama is. What do you suggest he do, doctors? Because, you know, I don't know what to tell him. I don't know what, you know, because, you know, I'll be going
to
say something off the wall.
He need to move out and just get that whole money. That's what he need to do. You know
shit.
That's what he needs to do.
I need an acronym for hoe, for real, because I'm confused. I'm hearing hoe a lot. What's the acronym, honey? Because I'm a little bit confused. Yes, what does it mean?
Let me get back to me
on that one. That'll be your homework. That'll be your homework.
You see the bitch giving us assignments and shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I am a boss, honey. I'm a boss.
You know what, y'all? Now you just heard your answer. Sweet, you got anything you want to say to he said signed, his kids are not his situation, his baby mama is.
Hey, man, I just tell Buddy the man to keep doing what he's doing, man, because he's doing what he's supposed to do.
I'm
going to say that he need to move out and he need to give that whole, excuse me, because I don't know the acronym yet. He need to give that girl
money
because that's his baby's
mom.
I ain't got time for these Sensodyne ass people on here, because, I mean, you know, for those that don't want to be called bitch, jump in the lake. I'm proud to
you
be
know,
one.
Like,
I didn't need to know what a hoe means. That's all.
Because, you know, it's like this, right? It's like this. It's kind of similar to, like, taking a girl out, you know. Me, personally, you know, I don't see why I need to take a girl out, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm paying, then that means she a hoe.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see why I can't just give the girl, you know, I don't see why I can't take the money that I spend on the date and tell that hoe to go grocery shopping or something. You know what I'm saying? That's
okay, I'm saying you gotta do is let her know what you want. You know what I'm saying? Let her know that you want a home cooked meal, that you don't want to eat out.
Oh, shit.
She cook. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Tell
you
her
know
so she can apply herself.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Listen, you want, no, you
but
want,
what you
want,
said, saying is communication is the best key.
Always. Always. But on the real, he needs to just move out and he needs to give her money. If he's going to help her, because he shouldn't have moved. Why would you leave your place to move in with somebody else? That means that she's the head of the household. And technically speaking, that's his baby mom, so it's a certain respect that he's supposed to have. But at the same time, he's single, and he's doing it for the situation of his kids. So instead, he's probably not paying no child support, and that's what is coming in. She probably threatened him with the child support. You know what I'm saying? So he made a he made a strategic move. Personally, what he needed to do was just give her X amount of money every month, you know what I'm saying, or a little bit more, so she don't have to deal, or he don't have to deal with moving in and all that stuff. I'm not leaving my place because you got my kids and you in trouble, you know what I'm saying, because I'm already taking care of my kids as is, it looks like, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm already taking care of my kids and you can't afford the apartment, then that means you personally need help. You know what I'm saying? I would have took my kids to live with me and had to fall, you know, make some sacrifices. That's the only sacrifice that I'm going to make. I'm not moving out my comfort zone to make you feel better or help your situation for the simple fact that you can't get it together. Now, I don't know what the situation is. You know, I'm not saying that she, you know what I'm saying, she's fucking up on purpose, but she's fucking up nevertheless. You know what I'm saying? So if she's doing that, then I just need to give her a little bit of extra money. If she threatened me with child support or something like that, then boo, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, you're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? You're going to lose. I'm not moving in with you and all. And you're going to tell me, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I got to explain to my other girl. I'm not explaining nothing to nobody. I'm grown. And I'm single, and that's what it boils down to. Listen, yeah, I live with my baby mama. Yeah, I you know, I don't feel the need to explain myself, but if you must know, she needed help, you know, with my kids, and she needed help in general. But it don't look that way, though. Why would you move in with her? And that's what they're going to say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Lady Libra, okay, I want to give my point of view on that. And he's coming from Juicy. Because, first of all, he's saying that it's not the kids that the situation is, that it's the baby mama. So, apparently, he care about the baby mama for him to drop everything and move in with her to help her. Because that's a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? And plus out, but I salute this nigga head on. And then another thing, okay, you take care of your kids because that's how you get your blessings. If any female can't accept you taking care of your kids and your situation, then let her be. Bitch, do you. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your line. You know, okay. I mean, and you, okay, he feeling like he doing what his heart is telling him to do. And that is to help her, you know, and his kids and whatever. Okay, it's not about the kids. Apparently, he care about her, and that's a good thing. Because, like we said earlier, men have options. They don't have to be in no situation. Because as quick as he leaves home, it's 4 or 5 females bending over, baby, ready to get him. So, hey, my thing is, homeboy, keep doing what your heart is telling you to do. Everything else will fall into place. You know what I'm saying? All at the same time, while you helping her, you already know to be stacking money anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because a real man, hey, he don't have to live nowhere because he can stand on his own 2 feet. That's what kind of niggas I fought with.
That's the reason why, and then the second part of the comment was that the reason why the children are not the situation, and it's the baby mama, because the baby mama going around saying she got a man. She claiming the situation like they still together.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't fucking believe this. The same shit happened to the same guy twice.
Across the world, it's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming to your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big big thing. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
All right, Dr. The HTR. The mics are back open. We got somebody going lying to lying on this bitch. If you go on lying to lying, then say some shit.
You got a man, but your man ain't me.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. That's a classic right there. Juicy, I want to thank you, you know what I'm saying, for go ahead and putting, you know what I'm saying, that info in there. You know what I'm saying? I had to think about that, you know what I'm saying, during the last song. And I really appreciate that. You're right. You're exactly right. You know what I'm saying? He cares about her. Taking care of his business, but, you know, moving right along. You know what I'm saying? I got to finish my situation, y'all, because I really need help. I really need help. Okay. here's a clip to the situation, okay? The mistress is just like you. She's got a main nigga and a young nigga and a mistress. Cool.
You know what I'm good God Almighty.
Okay, but she's screaming that she wants to be with you or be the main chick. So what do you do in this situation? Do you make her the main bitch? You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like she's got all her shit together on her side and then some. Where the main bitch that you got now is doing the same thing that the mistress is doing, only she don't have a main chick, a main nigga, and a mistress, and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? So what do? Do you push the main bitch to the side and, you know, make the mistress the main? Do you keep the main as she is? Do you tell her that she's the main and keep her moving? You know what I'm saying? Thinking that she's the main when she's got other situations anyway, because it's, you know, with all those distractions, you know what I'm saying? You know, she could, you know, think that she's the main and she really isn't, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not for the deceitful shit, you know what I'm saying? I keep it realer than real, you know what I'm saying? I keep it gutter than gutter, you know what I'm saying? Worse than the bowling ball that goes in it, you know what I'm saying? Worse than the sewer. And that's just how I am, you know? You shut up and do what you're told, okay? You act accordingly, and it's just that simple. Hard dick and bubble
gum. Warm and sweet.
Bust out a bubble gum.
I'm out of safe money. Y'all know my advice. Keep every goddamn body half a mouth to the team.
Yeah, man. I don't want that. What's going on? You know what I mean? He's doing the right thing for the simple fact that, you know, he's being a man about placing it, about him moving back to that, his baby mama's house and everything, just showing what type of nigga he is, like Jesus said, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Considering it's the holidays, and you know what I'm saying? And mainly, he don't need to take his family for granted like that, man, you know what I'm saying? Because it could easily be the other way around. We can be losing his job and blood that, but just thank God that, you know what I'm saying, a nigga that had to be able to, you know what I'm saying, take care of his responsibilities, you know what I mean? So I'm giving him free temp juice for me, the buddy right there, man. You know what I'm saying? You got a lifetime goddamn free temp juice from your butt, man. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. We don't have
They
trying
to take
us.
The pimp's trying to take
us. Okay, Professor. I think that you just should take it slow. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't have to rush into anything. And you don't even have to call nobody the main. You know what I'm saying? Don't give nobody no title. Let them earn that.
That's the thing. She did earn it. She did earn it. You know, last year I spent $2,800 on the boat for the boat party. Shout out to Lake Lanier. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, I needed a quick $900, and no questions asked, she popped out the debit card. Not credit, debit. You know what I'm saying? She did, no problem. Handed it over, you know, and, you know, we've been through other situations. I don't need to go into detail, but she's been there on numerous occasions.
So is you willing to, so financially with the check, it's all right, but the things that she come with and that she do, is you willing to accept that as well?
I am, but there's something about the mistress that I just can't put my finger on it. We just alike. We just, you know, we could talk about anything. Like with the main chick, you know, we don't do a whole bunch of talking on the phone and none of that. You know what I'm saying? And
hey,
I know she's in love. You know what I'm saying? And with the mistress, you know, we do all of the above. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of hard. Go ahead, Tim Sweet.
Hey, Professor, let me step in for a second, my boy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Pardon me. I thought this was still, what's popping, baby?
What's happening?
Hey. Yeah, I got
it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
Normally I take this opportunity to really, really act the fool on, but sound like you got a real dilemma going on, so I'll take this one a little
shout
serious.
Shout out to Sweet Fish Dilemma. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? But real talk, I'm a slide you to the spiritual side a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I hear you talking about the mistress pretty much got everything you're looking for, you know what I'm saying, as far as making you happy and all that type of things, man. But if you really, really think back into it, you know what I'm saying, all the way back from Adam and Eve, bro, you know what I'm saying, like, don't make no mistake about that, the devil knows what you like, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what buttons to press, he knows exactly, you know what I'm saying, how to turn you away from what you're really, really supposed to be with that temptation of what ain't supposed to be in your life, you know what I'm saying, so you ain't the only one that go through that, you know what I'm saying, like, men attempt it every day, especially living in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, because, like, it's so many people, and you ever notice when you get somebody, all these people start popping out the woodworks. Everybody's ready to do whatever for whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that's just that temptation out there, man, you know what I'm saying? So don't mistake that apple, you know what I'm saying, for what you know is true, and it's going to be there for you regardless, you know what I'm saying?
Girl, what y'all got to realize, man, is when y'all niggas in these relationships and shit, man, y'all can't take y'all relationships for granted, man. Y'all in that shit for a reason, man. It's a purpose for
right.
Why y'all willing to come together, man, to do this shit, man, like y'all supposed, like it's supposed to be done. But at the end of the day, man, if you got you one goddamn bitch, man, and your bitch make you happy, man, you stay down with your bitch, man. That's how both of y'all be bottom bitches together, you know what I mean?
That's it.
I can dig it. So basically, in a nutshell, the mistress is pretty much, she's a distraction because, you know, that there is that 80-20 rule, you know what I'm saying? There is that 80-20 rule, and she did get out of pocket once or twice, you know what I'm saying, talking about one of her other niggas or whatever the case is. And I didn't appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? You know, like,
you
got to realize, man, when you're in relationships, man, it's going to be challenges, man, you know what I'm saying? Relationships ain't easy, man, you know what I mean? That shit take practice every day, all day, man, to get that shit right, man, you know what I mean? But
yep.
The main thing is, it's never going to be perfect, man, so both of y'all got to be willing to accept the motherfucking times that y'all fail, but in order to goddamn make it work, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to persevere through that shit,
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So as long as your answer to the, you don't run into some shit, even with your main lady, man, that you can't put up with, you know what I'm saying? As long as you just have to ask yourself one question, and that's, can I put up with this shit for the rest of my life? You know what I'm saying? If the answer is no, you got to ride. You know what I'm saying? If the answer is, I don't like that shit, but, you know, it's kind of petty, and I can deal with that, keep rolling with your girl. You know what I'm saying?
I got one more situation, and this is quick, fast, and a hurry, right? Say, right, that your main chick got a couple kids, and you don't have no kids, right? Somebody basically had given me a situation about how Alicia Keys got married to Swiss Beats, and how she, you know, she don't have no babies, and he's got two different kids by two different baby mothers or whatever the case is. Do you settle, or do you wait until the actual right time is there? Because there's nothing wrong with women and kids, you know what I'm saying? But do you settle because she's in love with you and you feeling her, or do you await your option?
Yeah, that just goes back to what I was just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? If that's something you can deal with, you roll with the punches, you know what I'm saying? If that's something that you can't deal with, then you get the fuck on.
But at the end of the day, man, that person, man, you know what I mean, that person already has kids, so at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying? It is a package deal anyway from you fucking with the girl in the first place, man. So, you know what I mean? If that's the one you're trying to be with and then she's a real rider with two kids, man, what more can you ask for, man? You know what I mean? Shit, man. None of that shit in the dough, man. You know what I mean? You coming in with a family, man. You know what I'm saying? You're already stepping into a motherfucking role. You got down stepping into a role where a man's supposed to be, man. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're
You know what,
do.
Professor? If that was me, you know how I do it. Hey, I'm going to be happy. It's all
that's
about
what it boiled down to.
It's
that's
my
it,
life. Fuck how anybody else feel. I don't give a damn about nobody else's heart because at the end of the day, it's my life. And if it's not going to work this time, I have to just catch your ass next lifetime.
I can do it. Yo, it's Hot Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Well,
you know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you even? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
Oh, that's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
Should put me in an awkward situation.
Thank you.
I'm Lady Libra, female player of the whole wide world. I have a team. So y'all know how I do it. You know what I'm saying? My whole mentality is you, me, he. I ain't letting nobody go. I'm keeping them all. All right, doctors, we back. We back with these situations. This Situation Sunday's world.
Yeah.
Situation Sunday, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see you in a lifetime. I don't care.
Nigga, you know what? This ain't Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, motherfucker, so I don't care nothing about
Thank
your
you.
Ass being asleep. You can die for all I care. You know what? Let me get you out.
Yeah, one thing you got to do is watch your tone. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to watch your tone.
Is your
Lady
name Ill?
Me, bro.
Yes, Juicy.
Okay. I still want to say one thing. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, I feel like people with kids already, you know, if there's not choice, you know, you can't go in a relationship trying to be the mother or the father, because kids know who their parents are. So you have to go in a relationship being their friend and getting to know them. And if you meet a woman and her kids are respectful, then, hey, give her her props. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you care about that person, you know what I'm saying? You know, like what I said, you know, it's a lot of situations that you have to ask yourself, is you willing to put up with, you know, as a person? This year.
Hey. Anybody want to add something to that?
Juicy, I put up with whatever you want, baby.
I'm too good.
Juicy, can I put you on my voicemail?
Put up with this nigga.
We already knew you was gonna hate anyway. That was already out there.
Shut up.
You hate as usual.
Juicy, I mean, boy. Shit.
Whew. Okay.
Right along.
This the other
Moving
situation
right
that was presented right here.
These
I live
clean.
With my. I
Not
live
with
my.
Situate these nuts in your mouth.
Shut the fuck up. I live with my ex-girlfriend because we are in the process of selling the house that we bought when we were together. But the new ladies I meet think I'm running game, signing lost and confused.
Lucy.
How the fuck do he supposed to handle that when they have a house together, they live together, but they're in the process of selling it. However, he trying to seem like he trying to date other women, but they like, you stay with a bitch. They think he running game.
May I interject on this one?
Go right ahead.
Perspective. Okay, this is Dr. L speaking here. What I would say
Dr.
about that situation. Yeah, okay, I gave you your turn, boo. Okay, so what I would say about it, I don't play. You got to learn me. You got to learn me. But, yeah, so what I would simply say is that, yeah, he used to date her. They had the house, great. But he shouldn't have to stop his life just because he's still in that situation. Unfortunately, a lot of people are stuck in these type of roommate ex breakup situations, which doesn't look good for a closed-minded person who they're trying to date. But if they can't be open to understand that, maybe that's not somebody they should date, if they're even trying to be serious anyway. I really don't think it's worth the time and the energy to have to, you know, try to figure out a dilemma. It's really not an issue. It's really not an issue. That's just my opinion.
Well,
that it's really not an issue. If he's dealing with somebody that he's dating that can't understand it, you know, maybe he should just be looking to someone else, because it's really not his fault necessarily. That's what I would say. So I would have
to
do
you suggest
that's
he wait till
saying.
He's finished selling the house and then moves out to try to date?
No, not at all. Just don't bring anybody home. That would be disrespectful. Take it to a hotel or something. Go to her place, but don't bring her home. That would be rude. But otherwise, I think he should still have the right. I would say he still has the right to go ahead and date, but it would be disrespectful since he is trying to sell the place. Just as a matter of respect, I think that would be respectful.
He could be showing somebody the house, though, and it just happened to be get caught up in the moment.
No, I don't think so, honey. I think that you're thinking pornography right now. You're not thinking reality. So get your mind right, boo. Get your mind right. That's Dr. L for you. That's all I got to say.
Somebody
yeah,
got their hand up. Let me see what it says. Oh, sweet, I'm
go
sorry. Let me see. Dr. Super Swerve, you checking in tonight?
Yeah, this super swag up in here.
I'm in swag. Y'all got to, y'all know I be high.
Hey, man.
I don't do no shows. Oh, damn. I don't do no shows.
Super swag on 100,000 trillion.
What it do? What it do?
What's poppin', kid? Shout out to
yeah.
Dr. L. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. We appreciate that. I was feeling, you know, you don't got to be on a defensive tip. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, baby. It's Hot Talk Radio. We does this all day, every day, no days off.
Yeah. And I want to just, like, chip in on that little situation. If you living with someone and you, y'all was in a relationship, but y'all have separated, but y'all still roommates, you should not be seeking someone as far as, like, being with them or pursuing them, knowing you in a situation. No, it's not too many grown, mature people will still, you know, fully accept that.
Hey, no offense, homeboy, but I got to disagree with you on that. You know what I'm saying?
I do, too.
That's the part where you got to be growing about that shit, man. If y'all not decide that y'all ain't going to be together, you know what I'm saying, and don't stop, you can't stop your life to
exactly.
appease somebody else because they can't motherfucking get this shit together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you gotta be able to move on.
Right, right. But I would say I was pursuing someone. Like, if I would think I would start pursuing someone once I fully got out of that situation, because I know myself the type of.
Well, once you decide that you're gonna separate, then that should be you out of there. You know what I'm saying? If y'all fully agree, then y'all put the house up.
If they're not grown enough to handle your situation, everybody has a situation. And with this recession, a lot of people are actually living together still because it's cheaper. You know what I'm saying? So with it being cheaper and, you know, with them trying to sell the house and everything, there's no telling when they're going to be able to sell that house. That doesn't mean that you have to put your life on hold. Now, as far as bringing chicks back to the crib and all of that, that's disrespectful. It really is.
Yeah,
you know
that's very disrespectful.
I'm with
it's
that
disrespectful.
Shit.
Don't
if it's children involved, it's very disrespectful. It's children involved and everything
like
that.
Yeah, because there's plenty of other options. If she's got her own place, and this is for the pursuing tip. If you're pursuing somebody and she's got her own place, she should understand because 9 times out of 10, you'll probably be over there more than you'll be at your crib because all you're waiting for is the house to be sold. But as far as bringing her back to the crib and all of that carrying on, you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? That's not pimping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just straight boldness. You know what I'm saying?
And it's all circumstantial because you might not be in the house. You might be in an apartment.
It's the G in me.
So, you know, it is the circumstances about it. You may have been married and got separated or divorced and still couldn't get out of that lease or whatever y'all have as far as a home or a condo or condominium. But as far as, you know, really trying to be with someone, I know it will cause a lot of confusion somewhere in that relationship.
I'm just saying, if you're a real nigga like me, what you do, man, if you decide that you ain't with that shit no more, you know what I'm saying, and y'all trying to decide to sell the house and all that shit right there, then you motherfucking pack your shit up and you get the fuck up out of there and go get you another place to stay while that shit up for sale, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Go ahead,
that's
man.
Right.
What if he ain't got the money to do all that?
Go get the money.
Short
go get the money.
Money. Short sell the house. You know
there's plenty of money out here. Go get it.
Go get it. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
yeah, go get
you
an extended stay room weekly. You can pay weekly. $169 somewhere.
Yeah. You blow it on the strip club anyway.
That's
go,
you might as well get an apartment. You know what I'm saying? Get a nice little 500, one bedroom apartment. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, fuck all that, man. If that's your roommate, stop, man, and y'all got down living together, and that's your roommate, man, ain't that wrong with you having company, man? Bring your bitch
there
back
you
to the
go.
House.
There you go.
Man.
That gonna
right,
be done.
Right,
thank
right.
you.
That's
weird,
man. Y'all niggas roommates, man. Y'all ain't together, man. If y'all sharing the bill in this crib, man, ain't no reason why you can't bring your company back to the crib.
That is. That is.
No disrespect, man. Ain't no disrespect.
I
put
on the road. On some real shit, yeah. Because on some real shit, at the end of the day,
right.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Because Nine times out of ten, she'll probably move out anyway off the simple fact that you're bringing chicks to the crib. And
yes,
depending on how
you get one of them, when you get one of them super bitches come through there.
Uh huh.
You get one of them come through there. Yes,
that ain't even no issue because they ain't there fucking around. So all that, well, whoever you bring to the crib, and shit, it shouldn't even be an issue. Cause they ain't right around.
You better turn the TV up loud or something. Play some music or do something. Yeah. You're distracted.
If she in that, kitchen cooking and see one of them stallions come through there, you know what I mean? She going to get the hell on pretty soon.
Yeah,
really?
She's going to get the hell on.
She ain't going to hang on.
Well, and if you like my man Super Swag, you know what I'm saying, then it's live and uncut, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get it together. Get it together,
hey,
you know what I'm
saying? I got three for 25 bucks free pairs of dudes, man. We can't bring no motherfucking girls to the crib, man. Can I let you black, man? I got these bucks of free pairs for your doc, man. I'm coming out of the real, know that. No lifetime pimp juice for you, man. Lifetime pimp juice for cars who hold them down the fam, man. But not you, Doc. You too scared to bring goddamn hoes back to your spot, man. I'm sending you to the Buster Freak Club, man. Get on up out of my room,
mm-hmm.
man.
Get out.
It's the G in us, baby. There it is.
Get out. What's up,
Lil Mama? We got another situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My baby daddy and I have 4 kids together. We are broke up, and he pays. Shut up. And he pays my mortgage.
Shit in here, man. Ain't that personal shit.
My baby dad and I have 4 kids together, and we are broke up, but he pays my mortgage. So I don't let other men visit me at the house. They think I'm hiding something. What should I do?
He's a stupid bitch.
Oh, shit.
No. Oh, no.
He's a stupid bitch.
No.
He's a stupid bitch. He paid the mortgage, and you can't have other niggas. Then, if that's the case, then that means that he still feels some type of way about paying that mortgage. And if you can't pay your mortgage on your own, you know what I'm saying? Then that means that basically you still want to be a respect is respect, but money is money. Business is business.
You got 4 kids.
I got 4 kids, and I'm paying your mortgage.
You're
taking that nigga
shit. That's
plan.
What it should. If he's paying the mortgage, then that's what it should be. Period, point blank, in the story. If he's not paying the mortgage, then move on. But if he's paying the mortgage and you got 4 kids and you want to do your thing, then do your thing. But he needs to respect that. And if he not going to pay the mortgage no more, then you need to step it up. Other than that, Nah, he's a dumb motherfucker for paying the mortgage anyway, unless it's for the sake of his kids. Let me clarify. Mm-hmm. Unless it's for the sake of his kids, then he's a dumb motherfucker for paying the mortgage, okay?
Right.
Meanwhile.
But see, that's the difference, man, between real niggas, man. See, that's what real niggas do, man. Real niggas gonna goddamn take care of their home, man, and still be able to do what they do, man. So for that nigga paying their mortgage, man, for her and the kids, man, I got a lifetime goddamn package of goddamn pimp juice for you too, cuz. Goddamn doing your thing. And what the girl should do, man, the girl should just goddamn step her game up while she got the chance and appreciate the man for goddamn taking some of that goddamn weight off her shoulders and goddamn just do what you do, man, with the kids, man. Everything is going to fall in place.
We got a caller that has something they want to say. What's going on, 773?
All right, this what I got for that there. First of all, you know what I'm saying?
State your name, gangster.
If he got 4 kids with her.
He say want you to state your name.
State your name, gangster.
Oh, Juan. Juan.
Okay,
Juan, go ahead. If he got 4 kids with her, you know what I'm saying, and he paying the mortgage on the house, but they ain't together, you know what I'm saying, I think, you know what I'm saying, that's an honorable thing to do, because them his motherfucking kids, a real motherfucking man, going to do what he's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying, whether he with her or not, for the simple fact, you know what I'm saying, them his seeds, you know what I'm saying, now, if she feeling uncomfortable about not letting nobody come over, then that's some personal shit with her. You know what I'm saying? Because if they ain't together, you know what I'm saying, he shouldn't have nothing to say about who coming into the house. Now, if she doing it out of respect because them her kids
correct.
In the house and she don't want to bring nobody there because, you know what I'm saying, her kids is there and she really don't know them like that, you know what I'm saying, then that's another, you know what I'm saying, thing because that's showing her to be a person, you know what I'm saying, that got some ethics about herself. You know what I'm saying? Not just bring no motherfucker around her kids in the crib like that. You know what I'm saying? But you can't knock her, you know what I'm saying, to kind of down her and say she a stupid bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because really, if you really look at the situation, she not stupid. Really, she still showing a nigga some respect for not even bringing a nigga around her kids.
And she knows Swerve still got a key and he going to act the fool.
You wrote up for having a motherfucking key.
You got four kids by somebody. And you're not taking out child support, because I know child support for each one of them children can be a mortgage.
It's not about more than a mortgage.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about support. It's not about taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to take care of them too. You gotta pay your bills and stuff on your own.
The girl ain't doing nothing wrong, man. The girl is doing what she's supposed to do, man. Hey, man.
Right.
And it's taking care of the household, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do something, man, yeah, I mean, you go somewhere else, man. You just ain't got to do it, though.
Well, the nigga that's paying the mortgage basically told her that I don't give a fuck who you see. He can't never love you like me.
Really?
anybody say anything smart, I'm going to start cussing because I don't give a fuck. Good.
Something smart.
I don't give a fuck. I got a situation.
You should write yourself up for playing.
Oh, fuck yeah. I just go use the bathroom. Fuck yeah. Y'all know how it be when you be drinking. Shit.
I'm sipping on that Amsterdam right now.
I'm just saying.
What's in that situation, Lady Lila? I'm loving these situations. I really am.
It's situation
radio.
Sunday, you know what I'm saying? And I got a situation because I'm a female player of the whole wide world. Ain't nothing nobody can do to change that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I ain't sweating none of my niggas, bitches that they may have on their team. But why should these hoes sweat me? I don't give a fuck if they exist. They shouldn't give a fuck that I exist.
I got a situation.
What the hell, DJ? Wait a minute. What the fuck is the problem?
Niggas got situations going on.
We overtime tonight, y'all. I got a situation, right? I got a homegirl that's been with this nigga for 12 years, right?
Damn.
Now, she won't let go. Now I don't count half of them years because she's only about 24, right? So
okay.
The other 6 years or whatever is probably about 12 and 12 or 24. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the mother years is puppy love, right?
You think she loves?
But here's the thing, right? She got upset, right? First they broke up, and then she ended up getting pregnant, and then he ended up marrying this other girl, and then she got pregnant. Yeah, right? Now, he thinks she didn't mean to get pregnant, but she did, right? And he, you know, off spitefulness, went and married the other girl, but he don't like the girl. And now she's pregnant, they had the baby, whatever. There's a twist to it because it might not be his, but that's hardly, you know, that's highly doubtly. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, she don't want to let go. She gets upset because he's walking around telling people that she hates him and this, that, and the third. Meanwhile, she makes him think that she hates him. You know what I'm saying? But every time I speak to her, she's always talking about this nigga and how he do this and how he do that, so on and so forth. Meanwhile, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's start with the background check.
Somebody's
finna get broke
the fuck
up. I know that much.
You, Lady Libra, you know, go ahead and put on your cape and you know, tell a super bitch to you know, loosen up the ties, step inside the booth. Superman is alive. Let him know. Okay, get your background together. Meanwhile, she just won't let go of this nigga. And my suggestion is that she let him go. Right. But I think there's something still in there that she wants him. But I don't think she's able to deal with the fact. First, she's still bitter about the situation that they broke up and so on and so forth, right? You know, I keep telling her she can't live in the past, right? He wants more from her, you know what I'm saying? But he's married with this new girl and this new baby, you know what I'm saying? And then she's got her new baby. The good thing about her is her baby father, the father of her child, for those who's politically correct and all you fucking busses out there that want to correct my English and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, go see Sweet. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, for her baby, you know, her baby father is not around. He's gone. He's gone forever. He's in the system. You know what I'm saying? My question is, does she pursue the fact, first she can take him from old girl or whatever the case is, does she do that? Does she take him back, you know what I'm saying, if he wants to be with her, or does she leave him alone? Or does she try to be cordially friends, but I don't think she can because I don't think she can handle it. But three options. One, does she be friends with him? Two, does she take him back? Three, does she leave him alone?
Well, it sounds like she needs a decision to whether or not she really, really, really want him back. So tell her to come see me.
We're gonna
find out just how bad she really thinks she misses him.
And I feel like after you got been with somebody for a long period of time, that it'd be hard to let go because, you know, first of all, you have to feel that you don't owe nobody nothing. And somebody has to be the bigger person to walk away and let go if, you know, it's not working. And she should respect the fact that he moved on because she had other situations going on, too. A situation.
Well, hold on just real quick. I don't mean to cut you off. But he didn't move on. He basically married the girl out of spite. That's what he did. He married the girl out of spite. Oh, you got pregnant?
How do you know that?
Well, I'm going to marry this girl then. That's what he did. But they go to church together, and he's always trying to be in her face. You know what I'm saying? Always trying to be in her face because he want that old
he's
thing
a fool.
Back. You know what I'm saying?
He's a fool.
Fool, ain't he? And she
he's
should
a fool.
Move on, right?
He the fool. She need to get the hell on.
Well, I have to put my two cents in here briefly, if I may, because you have to look at it at both sides. Okay, this is Dr. L here, but this is what I'm saying.
Dr. L.
You gotta look
Dr.
at
L.
it. Okay, you're looking at it from your cousin's point of view, but you know you also have to look at it from his. It's like somebody else was saying. You know, as far as him, it don't necessarily mean he married anybody out of spite unless he said that out of his own mouth. That I don't know.
Right.
But what I do know is if I was looking at it from his side, outside of her side, I would be thinking, well, you know, obviously she wasn't really a challenge for him because she made herself so available that she'd always be there. She kind of set herself up for heartbreak. Now, here's the unfortunate thing. If you're a little bit too easy and you're not a challenge, that's not the one that a good man is going to want to stick with. He's going to want the one that's hard to get and who respects herself enough not to let anybody treat them just any kind of way. And, you know, that's just how I have to look at it from his point of view, that he had every right, just like someone else just said, to move on, and so should she. And as Juicy was saying, it is hard to move on for a woman who's emotional. But women, ladies, listen, okay? If you make yourself so available to the fact that a guy feels like he just got you like that, like as a professor was saying, you just going to be a mistress or a young chick, then you might as well realize your future is really dim and you might not want to be with them anyway if you're trying to be serious. So I'm just saying, that's reality and that's all. Thank you.
Juicy. Talk to me, Juicy.
Yeah. Dr. L said she was putting her two cents in, and that's all that shit was worth.
You know what? That's right. You need to grow up, homie. You need to grow up for real. Your pimp juice, I'm not about pimp juice. My pimp juice is gone. Do you hear me? I'm trying to settle down to get a good Negro. Do you hear me? So my perspective will always be reality, and you can keep your pimp juice and your bust of free pills. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Look. I had somebody approach me with a situation today. She's talking to a dude. They've been talking for a while. And she finally broke the news to him that she's an escort.
Oh, shit.
You know, she finally broke the news to the dude that she's an escort. She was asking me, like, you know, he kind of got upset. And haven't been talking to her like he giving her the cold shoulder when they at home and they, you know, or whenever they going out doing their thing.
So she feel a certain way because she was like and love to do. But, you know, once she broke the news to him what she do for a living,
background check.
And she don't know what to do now. So she was caught up in that situation.
I got the perfect answer for, not the perfect answer, but I got an answer for that. I'm gonna keep it funky, right? I met this girl, right? She was from Colombia. This bitch was bad, okay? She hit me up on Facebook, okay? And she lived in Australia, right? She had peoples in Orlando. She flew over to Orlando. You know what I'm saying? She went ahead and paid for the nigga to come and see her in Orlando like, you know, a down bitch should, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I felt for her. I'm keeping real, you know what I'm saying? Now, there was bread. Just, and, you know, when people spend money, you know, you try to figure out where it's coming from. Because if they don't tell you that they what they are right off the back, you know what I'm saying, then you know it's something a little iffy, right? Now, here's the thing with being an escort or a stripper or whatever the case may be. Your past is your past. Survival is a motherfucker, okay? Is a motherfucker, okay? People will go above and beyond to pay their bills because that's the way the government has set us up to do. We have to do, niggas got to hustle. Let me keep it all the way corporate. Gentlemen have to hustle. Ladies have to do whatever necessary. They need to use what they got to get what they want. Gentlemen, they got to go out there, you know what I'm saying?
Brain.
They got to hit the streets, white-collared, whatever the case may be, okay? As far as her being an escort, that has nothing to do with him, okay? You can get upset. You can get bent out of shape. She might see somebody that she knows, whatever. In high school, there's people that's promiscuous all over the place. But when they get out of high school and they move on and so forth, even out of high school, college, whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying, they had a past. Everybody has a past. So you can't really knock what somebody did in the past. It's what the present is what really counts. In the present is what counts. If she's feeling him and he can't handle the fact that she is an escort and, you know what I'm saying, they want to be together. If she wants, it's different if they want to be together and he doesn't like the fact that she's an escort and he has to give her an ultimatum. If she's not willing to quit her job for him, then he don't need to be with her. If he's willing to accept the fact that she's an escort and be with her, then he needs to work on trying to pull her out of that situation because obviously it's money at the end of the day what it really boils down to. If she can't handle her bills, you know what I'm saying, then he needs to step up. Not saying that he needs to take care of her, but he needs to take her, get that option out of her head. You know what I'm saying? I will do this so you don't have to do this no more. I will do that so you don't have to do that no more. You can't care about who she slept with or who she was with. First of all, a woman's pussy is a woman's pussy. She can give it to any and everybody that she wants to. You know what I'm saying? Whether in love or not. I had to come to grips that my ex slept with my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? And I got all bent out of shape and all just, oh, I can't believe she did that. And I defended her until finally I got the proof. And when
I keep apologizing for that shit, man. Come on.
That was real fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I'm out of town, and you know what I'm saying? You could at least call me 20 minutes before I got to the crib and let me know. You know what I'm saying? Don't come back until I leave or something. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Real
but
talk,
at the
though.
End of the day, you know.
Real
at
talk.
The end
let
of
me
the
say
day,
this. Now, let me say this here. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Escorting and gentlemen hustling and doing things illegal been going on. You know what I'm saying, from the beginning of time. Ain't nothing changed with that. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if this is something she was doing in the get-go and she kept it 100 with him and let him know and laid the cards on the table, at that point in time, he got a choice. You know what I'm saying? Is he going to still deal with her, or, you know what I'm saying, or he going to leave her where she be? You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're going to deal with her, you know what I'm saying, appreciate the fact, you know what I'm saying, that she told you, because she ain't had to tell you. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you feel obligated to be with her and try to, you know what I'm saying, show her another way, you know what I'm saying, to go about getting some money or to where she ain't got to do escort and use her body, then do so. But at the end of the day, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it. You know what I'm saying? And I say that to say she might be liking what she do, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying?
Might,
you know what I'm saying? You can try all day, you know what I'm saying, to try to bring her up out of that, but if she ain't ready herself, you know what I'm saying, it's a waste of time. So you're going to be getting upset and your feelings getting deeper and deeper off into that, you know what I'm saying, and lashing out. It ain't no need for that because this is what she was doing before she got with you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to honor that and chop it up to the game for what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is.
That's what, I think he was trying to prop him to bring him in on it.
Well, then, goddamn, if she was doing that route, then, you know what I'm saying?
He
was down with it, he should have just went. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if he holding himself to a high standard, old Marty than Dow, you know what I'm saying? And he more on the white collar, goody shoe shoe boy, ain't never did no wrong type shit, then that's the wrong female for him. You know what I'm saying? He need to, you know what I'm saying, open his mind up and expand his horizon. You know what I'm saying? Because she could have brought him into her life and exposed him to something that he wasn't familiar with. You know what I'm talking about? Just to get him a more idea of what it's like being out here on the streets. See, you can have book smarts, but no street smarts. You know what I'm saying? You got to have both. You got to know how the world, you know what I'm saying, how the world go about and go around and evolve. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be stuck up in this little confined little box, you know what I'm saying, a so-called nerdy type boy world and don't know what's going on because you get out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying, the streets will eat your ass alive. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some, you know what I'm saying, some more substance to you. So my opinion is, goddamn, if I was like him, I'd have went. Yeah, baby, teach me what all you can teach me. Yeah, show me how this go. I might not but it's a trade to have up under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
I might fall on hard times.
You can't knock people. You can't knock people.
I think what she do for a living and what she do to him, that whipped him
ball,
to where he became more of a sucker for her as far as love, you know what I'm saying? And he looked at
so he came a client.
Like,
My
baby, you telling me you fucking other nigga? You know, this nigga done, she done fell for on okie doke as far as like he didn't really check, he didn't pat her down real good when he first met her. Now it come 3-4 months down the line, and she come telling him what she do for a living. And now he got his little boxes tied in a knot now.
Oh, so now he's salty because he probably done slept with an everything, and now she didn't reveal what she do for a living, so he's salty now. He probably ate the pussy and everything and felt like, man, I'm gonna. But at the end of the day, at the end of the motherfucking day, you know what I'm saying, a woman suck a man off, you know what I'm saying, a man give a woman, you know what I'm saying, oral sex, you know what I'm saying, she had dick in a pussy, you know what I'm saying, and his dick done been in other people's pussy, so you know what I'm saying, so what's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
I need to
ask. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, gave nobody no motherfucking oil before, you know what I'm saying, or hit something that another motherfucker done hit. So ain't no need of you being upset 3-4 months down the line when you found out this is what she do. Okay, if she didn't do that, what about the past relationships that she had before she got with you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She was probably sucking their dick. They probably was eating her up, you know what I'm saying? So it don't make a difference. So you really can't look at it as a negative or, oh, man, you should have told me this in the dough, but you wait 3-4 months, I done ate the pussy, licked the ass, whole, you know what I'm saying, the whole 9 yards. Now you salty. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck can you be? How you can you be salty about that? You know what I'm saying?
You
know, let's keep this shit real. You know, you gotta look at the shit for what it is. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now you gonna be mad, man? Get the fuck up out of here and grow up. You know what I'm saying? Because she could have just had a regular relationship with a motherfucker,
that's
and that
right.
happened.
That's why. Types of things behind closed doors. All
that's why I always
things.
Put it in first. That way I know who the last person who was in there.
You know what?
Me personally, you know what? I got a situation real quick.
You had a whole situation all night.
I know.
Yeah,
you know,
he's taking over the show, for real.
I'm not taking over the show.
He
I'm not taking over the
too.
Show. Everybody that spoke on the situation, you know what I'm saying, Dr. L, you know, calm down, okay?
Now, your picture, you long-winded.
With the L, okay? You know what I mean?
Been all through your sin already.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, you know what I'm saying? You know, write a check or something. Let's go, you know what I mean?
But, you cut a check, boo. That's what I say.
Cut CTC? Let me explain something to you, Dr. L, okay? Okay? This is the professor talking to you, okay?
Uh-oh.
All right. I do what I do like I'm doing it like I does it for TV. You understand? You know what I'm saying? I get in where I fit in. You know what I'm saying? And this is me all day, every day, no days off. Okay? You know? I'll cut your lips off and kiss my ass with it. Okay? Straight like that. Okay? Just...
I want to respond to the person who's talking about everybody, you know, sucking dick and eating people out. Because I want to talk about that right now.
But what you want to know?
I got to say, this is what I got to say, because I don't remember who said it.
That'd be me.
This is how you solve that issue of whether or not, you know, you can trust somebody to do that. First of all, you can't do it for everybody. Duh, the guys don't. The women are the stupid ones that do that, okay? Wait for the true colors. Make him wait, ladies. Do not suck anything until you know his true colors for real, because you just never know.
Hold on, baby girl. I'm the one that said it. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Juan, look, I'm the one that said it. And I said that because she an escort and she waited 3 to 4 months to tell him, and he might have been upset.
Uh-huh.
And I was just saying, you can't be upset because you probably then ate the pussy or did whatever, and then she tell you 3-4 months later this is what she do, so you mad because she turning tricks, you know what I'm saying, or however she doing it. And I just say, you can't be mad about that because for the simple fact, she could have been in a past relationship with a regular motherfucker, and that was happening.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
So you can't really trip. That's what I meant by that.
Hey, Cleaver, I understand
I didn't say don't do a Negro.
I said wait for the true colors, because obviously
how old are you?
I'm old. Oh, it does not matter because it looks like.
Okay,
well,
let me put it to you this way. So you mean
what?
To tell me, you know what I'm saying, you ain't never been out nowhere, you know what I'm saying, enjoy yourself, or whatever the case be. First attraction is a motherfucker. Drunk, whatever. You mean to tell me you ain't never, you know what I'm saying, just get out, you ain't get a chance to know a motherfucker and just get out? Because it was a afraid of attraction there. Y'all had a little bit of conversation,
of all,
but it was what it was. No, first of all, it's just a yes or no answer.
I do not drink, and everybody gets a free pass one time. I'm talking
okay,
about
then. You just answered my question. So you just answered my question. So what I'm saying to you is, how you gonna come at me like that? You know what I'm saying? On the air, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to go like that.
This
to
is
what
not
I was
personal
saying.
At all. This is
it's
a general
not personal,
not directed
but I'm just trying to get you to,
anyone.
I'm just trying
Doctor,
to get you. You can't have
quit.
Your man in a box. You know what I'm saying? It don't work like that.
I'm talking to people in real relationships, okay? I'm not talking about people who fucking around and putting themselves at risk. I'm talking about monogamous situations. Now, y'all keep y'all pimp juice and your Buster free pills. And do what you want. Stay safe. Wrap it up. But I'm saying for people in a real relationship who really going to be dealing with somebody a long time, make them wait. That is what I'm saying until you see some freaking true colors. Otherwise, you can really be setting yourself up for some venereal diseases and a broken heart. That's what I'm talking
about.
Hold on,
dude. I think dude. Excuse me.
Hey, Lady Libra.
Hey, y'all. Now, I've been on mute today because I let the doctors handle it. But what I've come to the conclusion in my thesis is that Situation Sunday is going to pick up next Sunday because it's rolling into 11:30. Next Sunday, we're going to make it part two of Situation Sunday. Now, we got Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday coming up, and we're going to teach the ladies how to take care of the men on Tuesday. Now, however,
and I will be
situations
quiet.
Will never end because life will continue. So we shall continue with Situation Sunday next Sunday. Because this is so interesting, I hate to stop it. But however, if we don't, we're going to run out of time. So, on that note, let's proceed with our closing remarks until Sunday. We'll start with Elle since she first on the switchboard. Can you proceed with your closing arguments, dear?
My closing argument is if you're in a situation, look at all angles of it. Don't make any rash or hasty decisions. And always, when you're dealing with sex, making love, wrap it up, get tested, be aware. That is all. I'm out.
Appreciate it. We wish we shall proceed with the professor.
Basically, you know, if you got a situation and you can't handle your situation, there's plenty of options that you can do. It's either going to be what it's going to be or it's not going to be what it's going to be. So at the end of the day, count your cards, throw your hand in, count your blessings, and do the right thing that's going to make you happy. Period. Point blank. End of story. Brooklyn.
DJ Swerve. That was your closing statement? Okay, well, let's go add to it. Juicy, proceed with your closing argument, please.
Make it wrong, Juicy, because I just love your voice.
Oh, yeah, I had my nice thing. You know how I'm saying. But, hey, I want to say that everybody has situations, and situations are a way of life, and we're supposed to learn from them, you know, not judge nobody, because only God can judge us. So, you know what I'm saying? Just do what you feel. That's it.
All right. Dr. Super Swag.
Okay, as far as people with situations, you got. I will let everybody know. Put yourself in each other's person's shoes, and you make your decision from there. Don't judge anybody for what they are, what they're going through. You take your situation, you run with it, and if you don't understand your situation, go on and flip that coin and put yourself in them other people's shoes. And you'll handle your situation accordingly. Period. That's what I did.
Dr. Juan.
All right. Dr. Juan.
I like that guy.
I'm going to say this here in closing, right? This on the positive and not the negative. Baby, is your pussy itching with desires to have this stuff inside? But first, I want to have you getting doggy. I can give you this tongue service. As I twirl my tongue around the sensitive parts of your pussy, I taste some of your cum in my mouth, and I lick it up and I swallow. Now, I say that to say on a positive note, when you love somebody, you can do them things to them. If you fuck around and do it before then, don't worry about it. Just pick your head up and just know next time, check the whole book from front to back, each page, before you go down and do anything. And always, keep yourself protected. Y'all have a good night.
All right, world. It was Situation Sunday, and you know, you see the doctors brought it, and I sat quietly tonight. But however, y'all know it's my turn. Now, for all y'all motherfuckers that don't understand, you ain't in control of shit. The situation is what it is. You either ride with the motherfucker or die. It's just that goddamn simple. You don't determine who will be in the situation and who will be out of it. You do your part. And if you just so happen to be included in the situation, be thankful. Because what you're going to do when you try to make the situation the way you want to make, you X yourself out. Fellas, stroke the woman, treat her like you want her. If you want her to be your bitch, your main, your sideline, your mistress, treat her that way. Ladies, keep it fresh, wet, and tight, or you will be X out of the equation. I'm drunk, I'm high, I'm sleeping, I'm the whole nine. So the shit probably didn't even come out right. But you know what? Tomorrow when you wake up, it all makes sense. Until Tuesday, it goes down. High Tower Radio. What else I was going to say? Shouts out to Waka Flocka. Shouts out to Ciroc. You know what I forgot to say? Shouts out to Showstopper. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, whatever your situation is, it feels right. Tuesday, we'll holler.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Showstopper. Drug dealers, killers, sharks and gorillas, drug killing wizards. Hell yeah, I feel it, got to let the world feel it. Race car kitted like it came from a Disney. Taylor made fitted, so my cap fitted. Bad bitches that you get it, girl, you pretty when you bitch it. My bitches too pretty, yeah, they really kiss it like I be in a pussy like Bobby on Whitney. Throwing on the 67 bitches in the business. Take them out of business, yeah, pull a whole routine. Take that bitch to chill it, put it like my uncle's kidney. Put it back, that trip to get it, get that hit over with the chill it. Put that bitch to get it, let me see you got the shitty. Tell us why I'm with it, nigga, ride it, not committed. Bitch, I come and flip it, ain't nobody fucking with it. Met out 2020 in my kidney, smoking like a chimney. Kids to the left, kids to the right. When I step up in the club, I'm smoking on that ganja, ganja, ganja. When the groupies flock around, they're flying around. I ride it down with us from my boy. You can hate it, you can love it. You can trip it, you can nip it. Stick around, I'm gonna touch you. And my clothes heavy, homeless, I'm gonna come see you. Can't touch me. Jealous motherfuckers, never want to drain the floor. We'll be fighting, we'll be something. Security, forget it too. Listen to your snuffing, just enough, get you buff. Feeling sexy, feeling drunk. Feeling frog, if you could jump on that Henny's on that skunk. I smoke with trash and Archie Bunk. 101, I'm with the skunk. Hit the one, gon' break it up. How did I, we got it, bro. House tied up, how can I? Come on, go, they got a bump. Need a mat, it's dark. Motherfucker, hell is hot. Hit him with the system bump. Get the shit out of the trunk. And you know we got our money. Stack it up, Donald Trump. Kids to the left, kids to the right. Bitches on my left, bitches on my right. About that guala, got a DJ gone. If they want that title, I'm a DJ snowman. No, it's snowing, my shit, my shit. Perfect, that she got a shit. Her relationship, when I'm on the butter, my shit. Everywhere she left, I'm telling her to say, she's the one that left. She's the one who left me. Hope you ain't a boy, it's cause you got a DJ play. I'm a DJ soaker, so I can drop it, bust it up. But like I recorded, but if you avoid it, have a lane, it's open. Wide open, Michael Jordan.